Today, we are diving into one spending area that causes a lot of financial stress for the majority of my clients, and that is the grocery budget. We all have to eat, right? It's not like this is a category you can just cut out of your budget. Today, I'm giving you my 7 most actionable grocery budget tips. This includes some smart shopping tips, but also I'll share what to do before you even leave the house. Welcome to the Money Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Shiraka. I'm a YNAB certified coach and a certified money coach, and I am here to help you stop feeling stressed about money. Together, we'll get your finances organized so that you can finally feel confident about not only spending and saving, but using your money as a tool to go after your biggest, wildest dreams. Let's dive into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode. I am so happy that you've shown up today because that means you are taking another step towards creating a more positive relationship with your money and using it as a tool to live your greatest life. Today, we are diving into one spending area that causes a lot of financial stress for the majority of my clients. And that is the grocery budget. We all have to eat, right? It's not like this is a category you can just cut out of your budget cold turkey. Pun intended. Anyone? Anyway. Also, it really doesn't help that grocery prices have been skyrocketing recently, but there still are a few ways that you can help keep your costs down at the grocery store. Today, I'm giving you my 7 most actionable grocery budget tips. This includes some smart shopping tips, but also I'll share what to do before you even leave the house. Because the truth is, one of the biggest ways to save money on groceries doesn't happen in the store. It happens in your kitchen before you ever even head out the door. The number one reason we overspend usually isn't because of the price of organic kale, but rather a lack of planning and awareness of what you already have on your shelves at home. But let's go ahead and dive into these 7 tips. Tip number 1, plan out your meals. I started doing this a few years ago, and it has been such a game changer. Every Sunday, I take about 20 minutes and plan out our meals for the week. This has become so incredibly helpful because it takes the decision-making out of the equation for later in the week when you are already tired and hungry after a day of work. You make the decision on Sunday, then you just have to execute the plan. Let me go ahead and walk you through what I do. So the first thing I do is take a look at our week ahead. What do we have going on this week that will interfere with or just limit our meal prep time? For example, a lot of the times I go to a yoga class on Monday nights at 5:30. So that's not a lot of time that I'm available. So I usually make sure that dinner is something that is easy for my husband to get started while I'm away. Or maybe you're busy on a Tuesday night with your kids' soccer games. So then Tuesday's meal should be something like leftovers or something quick that you can throw together in 15 minutes. There's no reason to be cooking a complex meal that night when you have no time. Again, just by making the decision ahead of time, it removes the fatigue where you'd normally probably just order takeout or grab something on the way home. The second thing I do is open up my fridge and take a look at what needs to be used up soon. Maybe there are some leftovers from the weekend. I will put those on the menu for Monday or Tuesday night. Maybe there's some salad items that won't last the full week, so I'll put those on the lunch menu for early in the week. I've also heard this called reverse meal planning, where instead of finding a recipe that you want to cook first and then needing to buy 10 random ingredients, you find your ingredients and say, what can I make from these things? ChatGPT, I've heard, is great for this, putting in the things you have in your pantry and say, what could I make with this? Use the resources you already have on hand. Another thing is to embrace leftovers and then focus on using up ingredients that you've already spent money on before you buy something new to make. Then the third step is to see, what do I already have in the pantry that can go into meals for the rest of the week? Which leads me nicely into my second tip. Tip number two, shop your pantry first. Now that you've added the leftovers to the menu, what do you have hiding in your pantry that can make your next meal? Do you have a forgotten piece of meat in the freezer? That is perfect for a crockpot meal that you can let simmer all day long. I've turned some slightly freezer burnt meat into some pretty amazing things in the past. Maybe you have a bunch of canned veggies and beans. Those are great for an easy chili or a thing called a dump it in soup. This idea actually comes from one of my favorite crockpot recipe books. I'll link to it in the show notes, but remember to check and see if your local library has a copy before you run out and buy it. This is actually what I did for this exact same crockpot book. Checked it out from my library, tried a few recipes to see if it was worth buying, if there were enough recipes in it that I liked. Turned out there was. But check it out at your library first. Another thing, don't be afraid to experiment. Maybe pretend you are on the TV show Chopped and you have 5 random ingredients from your pantry and fridge. How can you combine them into a meal? Honestly, I do this all the time and call it a Lindsay concoction. I look at it this way. Either it creates something delicious and you can enjoy the heck out of your frugal meal, or maybe it's not the best thing you've ever had, but you'll never recreate it because you'll likely never have that same combination of ingredients again. So get creative. See what works. See what doesn't. You'll learn each time you do. Tip number three, make your list and check it twice. Before heading out to the store, make a list of the items you need. I like a physical list on a piece of paper, but you can also use the note app on your phone if you prefer. Most weeks, I don't need more than a few fresh staples like milk, bananas, or salad fixings. Because I've already made the most of what I have in my house, I don't tend to need all that much. Tip number four, check your grocery store ad and app. One final tip before leaving home is to check and see what is on sale at your store that week. If there's something you can stock up on and it's on sale, maybe add it to your list. But remember, it's only a good deal if it's something you will actually use. Maybe pasta or canned veggies are on sale. Those are always good things to have on hand. Or you can grab a frozen pizza if it's on sale. I always have one of those in my freezer because honestly, every single Friday in my house is Pizza Friday. No, that doesn't mean we spend a lot of money grabbing pizza at a pizzeria. Most of the time, it's a frozen pizza that costs $3 to $4. Also, take a few minutes to scroll through your grocery store's app if they have one. There are usually digital coupons that you can clip. So take a look and see if there are any coupons for anything that is already on your list. Or again, anything that you could add to your pantry for next week or next month. Just make sure that the coupons that you clip are for products that you would normally buy. It really is not a great deal if you end up saving a dollar, but then not end up eating the thing that you bought. Also, make sure to combine this with checking the store brands and the unit price, which I will talk about in a second. I actually had a couple of coupons clipped in my app this weekend that I ended up not using because the store brand was still a better deal. So don't just assume that because there's a coupon, it's the better deal. Okay, so you have your meal plan, you have your shopping list, and you've checked the ad and the coupons on your app. Now let's talk about a few in-store tips. Tip number five, unit price is your new best friend. So forget about the big yellow sale tag. It is designed to distract you. The real secret to saving money is in the tiny little number in the corner of the price tag, which is known as the unit price. This breaks down the cost of the item by ounce or pound or number of items in the package so that you can actually compare apples to apples, or one jar of pasta sauce to another. One item might be on sale, but it's still actually a higher price per unit when you compare it to the other one. Yes, this takes a little bit of extra work to look at the numbers, but the savings can add up. Just make sure that you are, in fact, comparing the same unit. For whatever reason, sometimes one tag will show the price per ounce and the other one will show it per liter. So just make sure you're double checking your numbers. Also, the larger size of something is generally the better deal, but not always. Again, it pays to take a few seconds to look. Occasionally, you will have to pull out your calculator and figure out the per unit price. To do that, you take the price of the item and divide it by how big the product is to get the unit price. So for example, if something is $5 and 40 ounces, you take $5 and divide it by 40 to get your unit price. Tip number 6, embrace store brands. Store brands, or private labels as they're sometimes known, are often made in the exact same factories as the big name brands. Sometimes they even have the same ingredients, just with a different label and a lower price tag. Try challenging yourself to buy one store brand item per trip that you would normally buy in the name brand. Start with something simple, like canned beans or spices. Most of the time, the difference is barely noticeable, especially with something like beans that are generally going to be mixed in with other ingredients. While I buy the store brand for the majority of my grocery items, I will admit that there is one thing that I have yet to find an acceptable generic of. That one thing is Cheerios. And just the original ones. There are actually some decent Honey Nut generics, but the original Cheerios are one thing I do stick to the name brand on. But I've tried the other ones, and now I know I'm willing to pay a little bit more for the brand name on that particular item. And finally, tip number 7, stick to your list. This sounds like the easiest one, but honestly is probably the most challenging, right? You came to the store with a plan. Now it's the hard part. The discipline to ignore all of the colorful displays, the end caps, all of the sale price tags that are trying to grab your attention. This is where your willpower muscle will be tested, because those end caps and those tempting displays and the impulse buys near the register are all designed to separate you from your money, and they can derail your plan and your budget if you let them. If you find yourself reaching for something extra, take a moment to pause, take a deep breath, and remember your bigger goals. Then ask yourself, is this something you truly need? Or can it wait until next time? Or perhaps not even at all? Okay, friends, we've covered a lot today. Shopping your pantry, making and sticking to a list, comparing the unit price, checking the ads and app for coupons, and embracing store brands. But let's circle back to where the magic truly begins, making your meal plan ahead of time. And if you're sitting there thinking, meal planning sounds great, but it also sounds like another chore that I will just fail at, I hear you, I see you. But that's exactly why I created my printable meal planners. This process does not have to be complicated or complex. These meal planners are designed to take the stress out of the process and give you a clear, simple way to map out your week intentionally so you can stop asking what's for dinner at 5 o'clock. It will help you do a quick check of your pantry in order to make sure you are using up the items that you've actually paid for first. and it will help you create an intentional shopping list so that you can follow it because it aligns with the plan you just set. Also, this is the exact same planner I use every single week. Plus, I also share even more recipes, super easy recipes, crockpot recipes, and some bonus tips inside. You can grab the printable meal planners on my everything page at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. And of course, that link will be in the show notes for you. All right, that is all for today. Remember, every single penny you save today on a loaf of bread or a container of milk is a penny that you can send towards a bigger, more important goal. Don't discount it just because it seems like it's only a penny. Those pennies will add up over time. You have the power to negotiate for a better financial life, and it all starts with small, confident steps, just like the ones I've shared with you here today. So you've got this. I am here cheering you on every step of the way. And remember, your biggest, wildest dreams are within reach. Let's go make some money moves so that you too can start to experience financial freedom.
That's all for this episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. My hope is that today's conversation gave you a little bit of clarity and confidence to take the next right step. If you're ready to dive deeper into your relationship with money, you can find more resources, both free and paid, at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and review. It really helps the show reach more people just like you. Talk to you next time.